Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On Friday, I had to write the date down a couple of times, and interestingly, it wasn't writing 2024 that caused me to pause. It was writing January 5th. Because even though January 1st was just a few days before, it had seemed like many, many more days had passed. I ended up talking with three other people on Friday who said the same thing, that last week was a really, really long week. And by the time they got to Friday, it was hard to remember that New Year's Day was just on Monday. I know for teachers, for parents, for students, it was a tough transition back to school, back to work from a shorter than usual Christmas break. There are quite a few folks in our community who aren't feeling well, who are sick, who are struggling with the crud that's out there right now. And there are a lot of our folks who are caring for someone right now. And I think we all know, even if we're not in that season at the moment, that being a caregiver is hard because it takes a toll on us physically and mentally and emotionally. And so for one reason or another, many of us are worn and weary in just the first week of January. And so when I read this Epiphany prayer, I knew I wanted to share it with you. God of the weary traveler, our feet are dusty from the roads we've traveled this past week, this past year, every day of our lives. We've followed your star looking for a glimmer of hope. And now, after a long journey, we set our baggage down. We have arrived. We are here and we are on holy ground. You may not always show up where we expect you, but we trust that you are here nevertheless. Be known to us in the hope of the star, in the peace of a baby snuggled with its mother, in the joy of arrival, in love that could not stay away. We are here, and you are here. And for now, that is enough. Amen. Dear ones, are any of you weary from your travels? Your travels this past week, your travels this past year, your travels every day. Then perhaps what you are needing is Epiphany, a moment where we can pause and get a glimpse of God's love that just can't stay away from us. It's so easy for Epiphany to get swallowed up in the return to work and school after the beginning of a new year. And sometimes Epiphany feels optional at the end of Christmas, not to mention the season that follows. It seems more like a series of disconnected weeks trying to mark the time between Christmas and Lent. And yet we live it every day because we're all longing for God to be with us, and for God to show us that God is with us. And this is exactly what Epiphany is. God showing us that God is with us. And not just then in baby Jesus, but now and forever. God shows us through Jesus Christ that the light of the world enters into our darkness, no matter how dark, and that the darkness cannot overcome it. The word Epiphany that we use in the church to mark this day, to mark this season, means to make manifest, to reveal, to make known something that was previously hidden. And so we celebrate that God made known to the Magi, that God revealed to them the Christ child. We celebrate that God showed them and that God shows us that love took on human form, that God's love had come to them, that God's love had come to all humanity and to all the earth. And the good news is that God's love keeps coming to us. It doesn't stop. And we get to spend the season after Epiphany looking for the ways that God continues to be revealed and made known in our lives and in the world. And not only that, we get to spend the season after Epiphany allowing God to be revealed in us. I mean, think about it. Most often in my life, the ways that I have experienced God's love and care is through the love of other people. And so as we let Christ be born in us, God's love again takes on human form. And then we get to spend our lives loving our neighbors as ourselves, and spending our lives letting our light so shine so that others may see our good works and glorify God in heaven. This is the season to let God show up in us and through us. And so yes, as Epiphany approaches and as January moves on, we have sadness that we've taken down our Christmas decorations, that all the presents are unwrapped, that all the food is eaten, all the decorations are packed away for another year. But the truth is, with Epiphany and the season it follows, Christmas isn't over. Listen to this poem by Howard Thurman. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, and to make music in the heart. This work of Christmas reveals to us what it is in God's heart. Love that cannot be contained and love that cannot stay away from those it loves. There is a lot of darkness in the world and even in our lives. And yet God's love is so incredibly powerful that it can't stay away. It comes to us and it pursues us. And it empowers us to let our light so shine in the lives of others and for the sake of the world that God so loves. So, brothers and sisters, may we spend this season after Epiphany and our whole lives not only catching glimpses of the ways that God is with us, but may we do this work of Christmas so that God and God's love may be made known in us, and that all people and all the world will know God's love. Thanks be to God. Amen.